What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, what are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shouting on them because they hate it, baby, huh? Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Listen, I know that you are. And what is the first reason why I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so telling, so wise, baby, huh? Well, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so telling, so wise, baby? Well, y'all already know why. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. And look, there's a third thing that I say too, right? I got to give a shout out to my haters, my naysayers, my disbelievers. You know all those people like that, right? And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? All three. One, two, three. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Well, listen, oh my gosh. If you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on with this lady named Jay? Why she giving a shout out to her haters and they say it's a disbelievers? Listen, let me explain something to you, okay? And this going to tie into the message because mama got to drop a dime on y'all. I got a story to tell like Biggie. But let me explain to you, okay, why I give a shout out to my haters. Haters acknowledge me backwards, okay? That's all that it is. Sometimes people don't know how to show love, so they show the hate, okay? But while they're out there, sometimes they show the hate or they in disbelief or they just don't understand. They don't know what's going on. God uses you sometimes for other people. Well, actually, he uses you all the time for other people. But, you know, certain situations, he really got to put you out there in pieces for him, okay? So what he does a lot of times, you know, he does what his word says. Psalms 23 says, I'm going to go ahead and prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? I'm going to anoint your head with oil, okay? And then your cup's going to run over, all right? Okay, so this table, just think about this table. Okay, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, y'all are all over the world. Whatever holiday it is that you have that's going on, your birthday, whatever it is, and it's all the fixings, everything that you love to eat, it's just there, okay? And everybody else that's in disbelief or your haters or whatever, they got to, like, watch you eat it. No, this is just Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So God's preparing this table for you in the presence of all these people, right? And he's anointing your head with oil, brings blessing after blessing after blessing, all this stuff. You know, we're putting protection on you because oil is protection as well, right? Because the haters and naysayers, you know, people sometimes, you know, they do that trickery on you, okay? But while he's going ahead and he's doing that, he prepares the table, he anoints your head with oil, your cups run over, okay? Because they got to kind of like watch you eat. It's like the food is like the bait. It's like whatever he's putting out there to, you know, to feed you is going to feed them. Okay? So what happens is they come over because they want to be all nosy and stuff. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shine on? That my girl over shine on? Somebody out there putting it out there in pieces. What is going on right here? Because it's just so much. You know, God just, he got to put you out there. You know, this just a touch of jack, okay? I'm trying to explain it to you. So he puts you out there for them, and they come over, they looking, they trying to figure out what's going on. And what happens is they wind up getting blessed by whatever message that he uses, right? So if you see this, people start coming over to you, like they're drawn to you, you know, and God's kind of putting you out there in pieces. Like with me, of course, I'm getting over, you know, some health issues. For those of y'all that know, thank you for your prayers and all of that. But you don't know, go back, check out my stories, check out all my stuff. You know, I dropped 21 days of podcasting where I was telling y'all everything that I was going through and all of that. Check out all my social media. I'll bring that to you later. Okay. But you'll be able to see that God's been putting me out there in pieces for them. Okay. And what's happening is they coming over. They trying to figure out what's going on. They listening to my podcast now. Podcast ratings and things is going up. You know, I'm on the radio now. All this stuff is happening. You know, I've been on the radio, but I'm on the radio more now. You know, shout to y'all, Beat Break Radio, okay? 87 FM Atlanta. That's a little plug I had to put out there in pieces for you, baby. But anyway, look, he puts all that out there, okay? My family, everybody's like watching. They're like, what is going on with Jay, Veronica, V, Jill? You know what, Ronnie? What? Just a touch of Jay, what's happening? And they wind up getting blessed by this message that I'm putting out, all right? Because God's using me to inspire people, to influence people, to show them that he heals, to show them that he is in control of every situation. And this is just a touch of Jay. So when they come over, and they come over in your life too, and God's putting you out there in pieces, what you're supposed to say is, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hi, haters! Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They need that work too. And look, if you have some stress about it, you know, I got to drop a dime on y'all. Shout over to the Just a Touch of J app or blackvibes.com, because mama put a drink out there. It's called the Haters Passion Drink, and Make a Love V's Kitchen all over social media. Just type in the Haters Passion Drink, okay? It will bring up those pieces. But what you go ahead and do, you fix that drink for, go mellow them out, go mellow you out. And it's Just a Touch of J, baby. You know, I said put that out there, peace for you. So look. Have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Yes. Have y'all been checking out them pieces? Mama been dropping a dime on you. Oh my gosh. Look. It's so many pieces. But y'all can check them out all over there. Okay. My son had a birthday. Gave him a big shout out. He turned 27. Shout out to you, Taquam. He has his own YouTube following, all that type of stuff. Doing amazing. My daughter, Iman, the bomb, blonde, shell, bomb, okay? Her hair ain't blonde no more, but it is in a sense. You know, look, this is just touch it, baby. I won't put too many pieces out there for y'all. But she, you know, her personal business. She, she gonna kill me. She has her own makeup line, Nami Beauty. Okay, check that out. I've been putting out my fitness pieces. Oh my gosh, so much. I've been putting out my story. I've been showing y'all my food. Y'all had my app of the day. Oh my gosh, did a little something nice for DMX. Oh, them Beat Break Radio. Just all type of stuff. I've been putting it all out there in pieces on you. Pieces for you. Oh, my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Okay, so check that out over there. Now look. We're going to scale over to the left because I got to talk to y'all about Make a Love V's Kitchen. Have I been making Love V's Kitchen? Actually, yes, I just did. Now, look, y'all know I'm a chef. I do what it is I do. I get down. I cook. Y'all know I'm all over the internet for amazing recipes and just coming up with things that God gives me, and I just create them, like chocolate covered cauliflower cookies, black bean chocolate mousse, peach cornbread pie. I mean, look, this is just a touch of Jake. That's just a couple of them little pieces. But I did all type of stuff, right? Sweet potato brownies, just everything, right? So anyway, y'all know, you know, something happened where I couldn't, you know, eat. Like, I got leaky gut. I got all these issues from mold being in my house, all this stuff. So I'm in a hotel, right? So today, let me tell you what I did. I was making Love V's Kitchen. Oh, my God. Y'all know what happens when I start talking about making Love V's Kitchen, baby. V's Kitchen at the hotel. Excuse me. Ooh, child. This is just a touch, Jack. The enemy don't want me to tell y'all about these pieces. But look. Any of y'all out there be blaming stuff on the enemy like me all the time. It's always the enemy. But anyway, this is what I did today, okay? I'm so excited because I actually ate like three things together, Okay. Now, I make a lot of stuff where I mix a lot of ingredients and stuff, but because of this, I had to do like an elimination diet, and then I have to introduce foods back into my system slowly. Child, let me tell you what happened. So, I cooked a purple sweet potato yam, whatever you want to call it, but it's like white on the inside. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to make y'all a white sweet potato pie. Okay, but wait till we get to those pieces. But I went ahead and I cooked it, and I had to boil it down to get the oxalate content down. And if you want to know what oxalates are, go ahead, look it up, but it messes with your body sometimes. So I had to boil it for like 30-40 minutes. So I did that, right? Mashed it up so I had that. Then I had some kale. And kale has some oxalates on it too, but I used flat leaf kale, dinosaur kale. So I put that in the oven, right? And you know, I steamed it. It was so good. Oh my God. And then I did make my turkey thighs, and I put the turkey thigh and I cut up some radishes. Oh my God, baby. And I put it on a plate. Okay, sometimes I eat in bowls most of the time, but this time I put it on a plate. You know, it's special. It's Sunday. I said, let me go ahead and put some pieces out there for my son, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. So I did all that, and I ate it together. And I felt it a little bit like what my body, you know, because it makes the oxalates, makes my hands and my arms and stuff cramp up. You know, on my legs, I couldn't walk. Yo, this is just a touch of Jay, okay? So I was so excited. So yes, I have been making love in V's kitchen at the hotel. And I felt so good about it. I took a picture of everything, y'all. I can't wait to show you. Because this is just a touch of Jay, baby. You know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So now we skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Because I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes, I got to shine bright like a diamond. I got to talk to y'all about just a touch of Jay's fitness. Chill, have I been working out? Yes, I have been. Okay, I went to the doctor's. My doctor was all hype. He was like, oh my gosh, you know, you getting strong. He gave me some other little exercise, some pointers and stuff to do. So I've been doing dips. I did some dips this morning. I'm gonna do some push-ups. I can do 40 push-ups. I'm going up and down the steps, so my legs and stuff are starting to get strong. Doing some squats, some sit-down sumo squats, squeezing them butt cheeks, chill. Because this whole thing took my whole booty and everything, baby. But this is just a touch today. I can't wait to show y'all before and after pictures of what it did, how I looked before that when I was bodybuilding for 6 months, and now how I'm building my body back up. Okay, it's one day at a time. So yes, I have been working out, and that's part of just a touch of Jay's fit. But you want to know what else is part of just a touch of Jay's fitness? My fitness pieces. Yes, baby, Jay's fit, just a touch of Jay's fitness pieces, and Jay's fit pieces. You know, it's like three different type of lines that I got going on, okay? Exercise bands, all that type of stuff. We just did the artwork for that. Just so much stuff. I got waist shapers, everything. And guess where y'all can get all this from? This is just a touch of Jay online store. Yes, and at the Just a Touch of Jay fitness page on Instagram and Facebook, all you got to do is just go in there, click on whatever picture it is that you want. Okay, it's going to take you to the online store, or go up in my link trees in my bios. Okay, and it's going to take you there too, or just Google this is just a touch of J.com, and it's going to bring up everything, and you get to purchase all of the stuff that I have going on. And let's not forget Taylor's fit, because Jay's fit is my fit. Taylor's fit is his fit. Yeah, I'm going to be putting them pieces out there for you, baby. Yes. Oh, you guys, you're going to be out there with that sexy stuff for. Oh, my gosh. Y'all girls, y'all women going to be like, where you think you're going there with that? This is just a touch of Jay, baby. Look, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So make sure y'all check out Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness, Instagram, Facebook, Google it. This is Just a Touch of Jay. I just had to put it out there in pieces for you. All right, now look. Skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can do what it is that I do, baby. And talk to y'all about Just Touch J cannabis line. Yeah, mama got her own rolling papers for those of y'all do what it is that y'all do. Okay, and they're called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Touch of the J, touch of the J. That's a song y'all love me. Y'all like it when I do it like that. But look, they are in the online store too, so you can purchase them. Okay, King Slims. All right, magnetic booklet. All right, make sure y'all check them out. All right, yeah, because they, you know, gonna give you all you need, just a touch, because you don't need too much, just a touch of the J, and that's what they're called. Okay, so make sure y'all go ahead up in the link tree in the bio or whatever and purchase them and get them, because they dope. I think you're gonna like them, green and black and everything. They really like they dope. Okay, I got a lot of good feedback from them. All right, now Next thing we're going to talk about is two things. I'm going to merge these two together. Okay, the Justin Such a J podcast. Why y'all got the Justin Such a J podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh, y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. Listen, okay, numbers just keep going up. I'm like, this guy, what you doing? He like, I'm blessing you. You put it out there pieces for him. I said, oh my gosh, everywhere. Okay, people giving me shout outs and stuff that did Jay-Z stuff, following me and liking my stories and all that type of stuff, and liking my posts. Because guess what I did? I made another song, y'all. It's called Underscore Letter J. Oh my gosh, y'all going to be able to hear a sample of it after this, okay? But I'm playing it on the Justin Such a J podcast now after my stuff. Okay, along with my other songs too. Yeah, cause this is Justin Such a J, baby. I'm putting out there peace for you. And the Justin Such a J app is popping too. Yes, I guess since y'all listening to my podcast and God put me out there pieces, he got people like, I get some stuff going on social media, but I know everybody doesn't, you know, do all that social media. Some people just like podcasts, but my numbers have been going up. Okay, so look, thank y'all for making my app of the day, for listening to the podcast through the Justin Such a J app, you know, and for loving all my pieces. Okay, we got new stuff coming to you on the Justin Such a J app. I told you, you're gonna be able to see me work out. We're working on it slowly but surely. 4.0 version. Make sure y'all got the new version. Okay, and I'm gonna skate on over to my other left so I can talk to y'all about the last thing I gotta talk to you about. Beat Break Radio. Shout out to Beat Break Radio 87 FM. Yes, Reach One Communications and Reach One Network. Okay, listen. They've been rocking with your girl supporting. Sean Garvey, he was the one that did my first interview. Oh my gosh, they just put it out there in pieces for me. Well, guess what? Now they got me putting it out there in more pieces for you. Y'all got to check out the 411 Wire, the hottest entertainment segment. Yeah, it's Justin Such a J. It's all about me putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. Yes, I did a tribute to DMX. Sorry, y'all. DMX, rapper DMX, you know, he passed. Black Rob just passed. You know, I'm going to do a little something because we got the 411 Wire coming up tomorrow. And y'all going to be able to get those pieces on Monday. Yes. And actually, you also need to listen to the Justin Such a J show. It's at 12 o'clock midnight. Right now, we put my reruns out there so y'all can go ahead and listen to them if you didn't catch them anywhere else. All right, but there's going to be like a special thing I'm going to be doing on the Justin Such a J at midnight. Yeah, baby. Oh my gosh, I'll be dropping time on y'all. It's going to be all about love and relationships and everything, like the Love Doctor series. It's going to be all this sexiness and stuff. Be remaking songs. It's just, oh my God. It's going to be like a twist on a BET. Donnie Simpson late night stuff, like how he used to do back in the day when he would come on there looking all good, talking to y'all and everything. Yeah, man, this is Justin Such a J. I can't wait to give y'all them pieces. All right, now look, I'm done with all that because mama got to drop a dime on y'all like Biggie. Look, that was all the pieces, okay? And put that out there in pieces for you. Now look, I got a word for y'all. Oh my God, somebody need this word. I don't even know how I'm going to put this word out there. But I said, God, you know none of me. You know, speak through me to your people. You know, give it to me. Okay? So it's this Sunday's word, all right? Now, bear with me, okay? This Sunday's word is victory. Okay, so I'm sitting up here, I'm chilling, because I kept saying to myself, like I told y'all, I was going to talk to y'all about generational curses. Now I am, but I was doing my devotions this morning, and God lays on my heart about the victory. You know, like, let me know, like, you got the victory. And I'm like, okay, I got the victory. Okay, yeah. And then in the midst of me doing my devotions, I'm reading Joyce Meyer's The Battlefield of the Mind. I'm doing her devotions. Okay, so I don't even know what day it is. 14, something like this, like 100 some days. But I'm like, okay, I love it, right? So she's on there and she's talking about, you know, just victory and how you have to go through things to get the victory, and how God just does not just bless us, you know, one time. Sometimes you got to keep going through stuff so you're grateful for the victory. You know, nobody wants to just not have a life full of just nothing. We say we don't, no challenges and everything, but every time, you know, you win another challenge, you get more victory. It's like, wow, I got the victory in that. You know, like, imagine, like, running a race. You know, people who run marathons, and you watch them on TV, or people who are in sports and, you know, football, and they have basketball and all of that stuff that's going on, you know. And what happens is that when they win, the game or they win this race, they got the victory. You okay? Remember the rapper, you know, the one that passed Nipsey Hussle? You know how he had the victory lap? You know, you get the victory. This is just touch day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, all right? So, in the midst of me listening to what I was listening to today, my sermons and everything, and doing everything that I was doing as far as my devotions was concerned, I said, you know what? I got to drop a dime on it. I got to put this online. Somebody need to hear this. Somebody need this work too. So, I made a post, right? Here's the post. This is the post. If you didn't have a battle to fight, you wouldn't be able to tell others about the victory. All right, you got that? So if you didn't have a battle to fight, you wouldn't be able to tell others about the victory. Don't let the enemy keep you from sharing your testimonies, right? Others need to know that they can overcome too. All right, so I'm going to try to break it down from off of this. All right, now look. If you don't have a battle to fight, okay, some type of obstacle, something that's going on in your life, right? If you don't have any obstacles, any battles to fight, no nothing, right? That means you won't be able to tell anybody about the victory. Mountains. Mountains are not straight up and down. You got to go through something sometimes to get up that mountain, right? But when you get to the top, you're like, yes, I made it. That's kind of like the battles that you got to fight. And you get the victory at the end of it, right? Now, the enemy, sometimes he creeps in and he don't want us to tell nobody about him. Okay? And I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to tell you a little story about me. But he don't want us to tell nobody about it. He wants you to keep it to yourself. You know? He don't want you to share that sometimes. And sometimes we don't share it because of all type of stuff. Pride. Okay? Because we don't want anybody to know that we had to struggle to go through it. Any of y'all out there going through that? But what I'm going to tell you is that others need to know that you gotta, you know, overcome things, and they can overcome things too. It's why you're always supposed to share your testimony. Okay, so look, I'll be transparent. Keeping it 100. Can't lie to my babies. We don't do that no more. I don't do that no more. I'll be out here lying and stuff. I try to tell y'all the truth. Okay, so lately I've been struggling with some stuff. Okay, my children have not been exactly there for me the way that I think they should. Okay, now my son, yeah, but he's up in Jersey. But my daughters, you know, I'm in a hotel by myself. You know, sometimes they ain't calling, checking on me. I feel some type of way about that. I ain't calling, you ain't checking on me. You understand what I'm saying? I couldn't walk, I couldn't see. You should at least call and check on me. I'm texting them, thinking that they gonna hit me back. They ain't hit me back for like a couple days. I'm feeling some type of way. You don't care about your mom. You know all of that. I raised you better than this. I'm the one that's been there. You know your daddy been here. You know, I feel some type of way about this type of thing. Those are the things I'm saying to myself. I'm talking to God about it, right? So as I'm going through stuff, God is blessing me. He's blessing me with making sure that my hotel, child, it was $152 a day. Okay, it's a little lower now because I've been here for a while, but he's supplying all of my needs. He's making sure that I'm getting the food that I need. I got court dates and things coming up as far as like my house is concerned with the mold that was found in my house. God is supplying all of my needs. Okay, according to his riches and glories, he's giving me everything that I need. Friends that are there to talk to me. But my histamine has been so high where I was breaking out. My smells, my hyperosmia had returned. I was terrified. Because I didn't want to be smelling stuff 50 feet away. When I went to the store the other day, I was terrified because I could smell everything in the store. I'm like, God, please help me. But I'm home at the hotel alone. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like y'all felt alone? Well, I was feeling alone. And I felt like my daughters, shout out to y'all, Serenity Mom, you know. Look, I felt like they should be there. You know, one's 22, one's 24. But you know, I know they have their own pieces. And I know things get hard for them. But I still felt like they should be here. So, you know, sometimes I throw a little shade out there when we be on the phone talking and stuff like that. Like, y'all don't care. Y'all don't be supporting me. Y'all don't do stuff like that. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you just be kind of like throwing shade and stuff because you feel some type of way because somebody ain't there for you. Like, you think that they should be there. Because that's your expectation. Well, look, this is just a touch of day. I had expectations. You know, mom, you don't throw me away. Be there for me. I felt some type of way, right? So in through my blessings, these blessings that God's given me, I wasn't telling them about them blessings because this is what I said. Why would I tell them about them blessings? I want them to feel like I'm not doing that well. It's just touch it, baby. I'm sorry I got to tell y'all the truth, but yo, I did it.
Yes, I did. I did it. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm telling you, but I did it. I got to tell you the truth. I got to be transparent because somebody's out there doing it. Somebody's really out there like, oh, hey, this person ain't here for me. So, you know, I'm going to just act like everything ain't cool. Right? They like, mommy, how you doing? I'm like, I mean, I'm okay. But really, I'm doing amazing. You understand what I'm saying? Going through some stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, y'all should be checking on me. You know, giving them all that extra stuff. Right? So, look. Now, what I should have been doing was telling them how God been blessing me with the victory. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you what God did. You know, I ain't had to pay for my hotel. You know, for a while. You know, and then God gave me like $300 and some. I don't know how that came from because somebody had held something and he gave me a credit back. And then T-Mobile had overpaid on one of the bills and I didn't have service. And they wound up sending me a little credit card, little thing that I could use, a little gift card I could use for anything. And it was for the whole $140. And now I could use that to help me out. You know, I was able to get my food this weekend. And I should be telling about all these blessings. You know, oh my gosh, my smell started to go down. And my skin cleared up real good. And you know, the doctor said I gained weight. I should be telling them all this goodness. But you know, I was feeling some type of way. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you know, you should be telling the good part. But because you feel some type of way because of obligations that you think people should have. Okay. Because these expectations that you held on them. But they got their own life. They doing what it is that they do. But you feel some type of way. So you ain't telling them about the victories. Your testimony, right? You ain't putting it out there in pieces for him because you feel some type of way. Well, look, what happens is the enemy, he's so slick. And God brought this to me, right? He said he don't want you to have that type of relationship with your daughters. He don't want that to go down because of the generational curses. So remember I told you I was going to talk to y'all about generational curses. So in the family, sometimes what happens is things get passed down. Like let's say your mother, your father drank. So maybe you might drink. Or they smoke. So maybe you might smoke. Or, you know, let's say it's cancer in the family. You know, it might pass down generation to generation. You might be walking around like, you know, my grandpapa ain't make it. And my dad ain't make it. You know, his dad ain't make it. So you might think you're not going to make it because, you know, the generational curse. Sometimes we curse ourselves by not telling everybody else the victory. Jesus, God, he dropped a dime on me right now. Oh my God, for the spirit. So basically what I was doing, I was cursing myself and cursing my daughters. Because when I grew up, I didn't have a relationship with my mother. Mm-mm. It wasn't like that. Now, look, we got a relationship now. Okay, baby, this is just a touch of day. And it's amazing. I'm so glad God restored it. Shout out to you, mom, you listening, because she's so thorough and she's so wise. But she didn't really have a relationship like that with her mother. And her mother really didn't have a relationship like that with her mother. Just a touch of J, baby. For those of y'all out there parenting and struggling and going through stuff, and you wondering why, sometimes it's just that generation thing. It's just that curse. You know, it's passed down from one thing after another. You know, boom, 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 boom. Your dad wasn't there, so you struggling to be there. You know, sometimes it happens like that. And women out here, you know, he a deadbeat dad, but a lot of times they just didn't have the role models they're supposed to have. They don't know what they out here doing. Or the mother. You know, out here struggling because she didn't really have her mother, like my sister. And I really didn't have my mother. My sister, I wanted to be there for my children, but I really didn't know how to. But I tried. Well, my sister, you know, she has some issues where she hasn't been there for her children. And my mom had to raise them. And it's just such a bit. I'm just being transparent. But do you see how those pieces, how they come down? Do you see how the enemy doesn't want the victory? He doesn't want you to share your testimony. So when God told me, you got to go in there, you got to talk to him, you got to tell him the truth. I said, wait a minute, you want me to tell him that? I don't know if I should tell him that I was out here doing the trickery on my kids and stuff like that because I was feeling some type of way. He said, yeah, I need you to tell him because somebody else out there and they're going through these pieces. You're changed now. You're not that way. You asked me for forgiveness. You know, you see the wrong in what you were doing. But the enemy, he's so slick. Satan, the devil, whatever y'all want to call him, he's slick. He don't want you to put it out there in peaceful. He don't want nobody to know that you got the victory. So I'm listening to T.D. Jakes today, right? And T.D. Jakes starts talking about Psalms 23. Now, Psalms 23, that's what I tell y'all about when I first always come on. You know, high haters, y'all need this work too. He prepares the table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? So look, let me read the rest of Psalms 23. All right, I got to share this with you because this is part of the message. Then I'm going to wrap this thing up, baby, because this is just such a day. You know, I got to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, look. This is what Psalms 23 says, right? New English Standard Version, right? The Lord is thy shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Okay. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh my gosh. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, right? Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Right? There's that reaping and that sowing thing, you know, doing what it is you're supposed to do when God got your back. Right? But one thing that stuck out to me when I was watching T.D. Jakes, surely. The word surely. Right? Surely. And then I started thinking, victory. Surely. Victory. Surely. Victory. I'm going to have a victory. Surely. His goodness and his mercy shall follow me. Follow me. Generational curses, they follow you, right? Okay? But God's grace and mercy follows you too. Are y'all getting this? So that's why the enemy, he don't want you to put it out there in pieces for him. He don't want you to tell nobody about the victory. Because it's going to follow you. It's going to break them generational curses. Oh my gosh, baby, this is just a touchy J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Are y'all getting this, huh? Hello? Hello? Are you getting this? Okay. God is knocking at your door. He's trying to let you know. Put it out there in pieces for him. I had to put this out there in pieces for you, and I had to tell you, I almost didn't let my daughters know about the victory. So I said, oh my gosh, I got to call them up. I got to apologize to them. I got to tell them, you know, listen, mom was in her feelings. She feels some type of way. I'm trying to make you feel bad because I feel like you shouldn't have been there for me. But you know what? You know, I got to let y'all know about the victory. Let me tell y'all what God been doing for me. Because see, that's what my mom didn't do. I asked my mom one day, I said, mom, I was like, why did you not try to tell me certain stuff while growing up? She said, because you wouldn't have listened no way. She didn't try. So to break the generational curse, I need to try. I need to speak. I can't do it like how she did it. Now she's apologizing. She does things so much better now. You know, shout out to you, mom, again. She called me up, checked on me the other day because she knew the problem was bad. She's like, I'll call and check on you. She's so thorough. She's so wise. Oh, my gosh. But do you see, sometimes what the enemy does, he'll try to block that. We're having you thinking certain ways. This is a man thinketh, woman think, in your heart, so are you. So you won't want to tell anybody about the victory like me, right? For whatever reason, maybe it's pride, maybe it's fear. I don't know, whatever it is you got going on, but you don't want nobody to know. Maybe what you're going through or whatever, you feel some type of way. You know, and then they don't know. And then these generational curses, they keep going on. And you keep passing them down from generation to generation. But I'm here to tell you, Psalms 23 says, God's goodness and grace and his mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. So watch it when you don't want to tell anybody about your victory. That's what that post was about that I put out there this morning. Okay? It's all over social media. It's all up in my stories and everything like that. You know, I got 5 Instagrams. I got 5 Facebooks. You know, Twitter, TuneUp, well, I'm still in Twitter jail. Twitter got me in jail. Somebody was hating on me. You know, enemy don't want me to put it out there in pieces, you know. So I'm like, all right. But TuneUp and all that, it'll be back up. All my Facebooks, everything. I put that out there in pieces for you because I really want you to understand. I really want you to understand that if you do not have a battle to fight, you wouldn't be able to tell others about your victory. Okay? Don't let the enemy keep you from sharing your testimonies. Others need to know that they can overcome too. So the overcoming part is how I'm going to end this, right? So now when I get to talk to my daughters, I'm talking to my daughters today. I'm going to tell them, you know, little Bobby story and all this type of stuff. You know, I got to put out there a piece for them. I had to be transparent. I had to let them know because they're human and I'm human too. We all make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with apologizing. Nothing wrong with saying, you know, mommy trying to manipulate you a little bit because I feel some type of way because I felt like you should have been calling me and you wasn't. You know, so I wanted you to feel like I was doing bad, but I'm really not doing that bad. Because I don't want God to have me like I was. No, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, but we overcome things, right? We'll overcome things when we put out our testimony. We won't be held in bondage. That could have helped me in bondage. Because I could have been having an attitude. Any of y'all out there going through that? You in bondage because you got an attitude because things ain't go the way you wanted it to go, so you don't want to tell nobody about the goodness and God's grace and mercy? Look, he woke us up this morning. I got to come on here. I got to keep it 100. All right? So now, when I tell my daughters this truth, it's going to set them free. Just like it set me free. Just like it set you free. And now they're going to know, okay, mommy, she's human. She goes through stuff too. Mommy, we already know you was tripping. That's what they're going to say. We already know you was tripping. We already know how you get, you know. We know we should have been there. And I'm going to say, yeah. But I'm going to talk to them and I'm going to tell them, but I love y'all, you know. And I want you to know that I want to apologize. I'm sorry because I shouldn't have did that to you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, even if it was just a little bit to try to make her feel bad, I still shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing stuff like that because God's been good to me. Yeah, he restored me. I couldn't walk. I couldn't see, y'all. I felt like things was crawling all over me for hours. Okay, it was like at a scale of 1 to 100. It was at 100. Now it's like maybe like 10, sometimes 5%. You okay? But it was at 100% before. Okay? Like, I could smell. When I tell you I could smell 50 feet away, it's not one thing. It was everything. I couldn't wash myself. And my daughters were there to help me. And now I'm coming up out of this thing and I want them to still be there, baby. I want that to be the crutch, you know? But they like, no, God, like, you got this, you know? And I'm by myself, but I've never really been by myself like that. So it's different. You know, I'm in a hotel. I want to be at home, my brand new house, you know what I'm saying? Taking a bath, my jacuzzi towel. I want to do all this. All this is different. Sometimes we got so much different stuff going on and we just don't know how to tell people about our victories. We get caught up in everything that's going on. So make sure y'all pay attention to that. Make sure y'all pay attention to that. Be transparent. Tell yourself the truth. Sit back today and really sit back and think about the word victory. Think about it all week because it's this week's word. Okay? Today's Sunday word is for the week and it's victory. If you do not have a battle to fight, right? You won't be able to tell this about your victory. Don't let the enemy keep you from sharing your testimony. Others need to know that they can overcome too. All right. So that was the purpose of me putting this out there in pieces for y'all. I want y'all to really know you can overcome too. Don't hide it. You mess up. Oh, well, keep it 100. Put it out there so people can know your testimony. So people can know exactly what you're going through. And they could be like, wow, like my daughter might actually say to me, you know, mom, I'm so glad you told me that God was really, you know, helping you because I've been praying. Now, had I not told her that, it was in my stubbornness because I wanted them to care a little bit more. Right. Then maybe she was praying for God to bless me. And maybe she's thinking, daggone, my prayers ain't getting answered. Come on, y'all. Daggone, what if she was thinking? We keep praying for mommy and God's not helping her. So then they think that God don't help, but the whole time he's helping. But because I'm in my feelings, I'm not telling them about the victory. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I can't have my babies out there lost. No, I got to drop a dime on y'all. I got to tell y'all this. I told you I got a story to tell like Biggie all the time. I used to be messed up out here. Oh my gosh, I did so many people wrong and stuff. Some of it because, you know, pride, things I didn't even know I was doing. But now I'm out here because I want y'all to know it's okay. Ain't none of us perfect. But you have to share your testimony. Don't be afraid to share your testimony. Somebody is out there and they don't want to share your testimony. You don't want to share your testimony. You don't want to tell people about the victory. You have to. All right. Now, look, this just touched you, baby. That's all I got to say. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. So take whatever it is you want to take from it. The victory, the testimony. Let it bless your life. Meditate on it. Think about this. Psalms 23. Goodness and mercy is going to follow you. Surely it's going to follow you. All the days of your life, it's going to follow you. God got you. It's following you. Wherever you go, at, you go this way, it's following you. You go that way, it's following you. Right? Seek ye first. It's going to follow you. Do what you got to do. But if you hinder it, all right, when I'm telling people about the victory and the testimonies and things like that, then, you know, other people won't know that they can overcome, you know, and the enemy wins and we don't got no time for that. Okay, so look, I'm about it here. How y'all want me to end this? Huh? Okay, because y'all know I had to put that out there piece for you, baby. Oh my gosh, how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to do it like this? Let me see. My sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. You ready?
Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So, no. What do I say when I'm ending this whole thing, baby? Huh? Y'all like how I try to talk to y'all a little sexy and stuff. Oh, my God. But this is what I tell y'all, right? When I end it. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't telling wise. No, please don't. And if you just did all that type of stuff like I was doing, like with the girls and stuff, I can't lie to you. I was really doing it. I felt some type of way. Then that means I'm making myself feel like I ain't thorough wise, and I was trying to make somebody else feel like they wasn't thorough wise. And, you know, we don't got no time for that. You can't do that. Because then you all, you know, caught up in, like what I told y'all the other day, minding everybody else's business instead of going straight on your path, doing what it is you're supposed to do. You get all caught up. And then, like I said, too, other people don't know your testimony. They don't know the victory and stuff like that. We don't have no time for that. You know why? Because we got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Child, yes, you gotta shine bright like a diamond. Yes, like Rihanna, baby. Woo! Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, man, you gotta shine bright like a diamond. I might play that one after this. Cause I love Rihanna. She be out there dropping dimes on them. She be shining. We all got a story, but she be shining. She got over here, drop a dime over here, drop a bomb over here. She doing this over here, she doing that over there. And that's what y'all gotta do. Right? And how do I tell y'all that y'all gotta do this? And shout out to you, Rihanna girl, if you listening, because I can tell y'all, you never know who listening to you. I did not think that dude was going to hit me up. There was producing people for Jay-Z or all them. Child, no. Okay? No, I did not. So you never know who listening to you. Okay, now look. I always tell y'all, you got to spread love, right? That's the last thing I tell y'all. You have to spread love, because this is the Brooklyn way, and this is just a touch of Jay, and I tell you, I got to put that out there in pieces. But you got to spread love. This is part of that, too. I love my daughters. I love all of y'all out there. I love my babies. Okay? I call y'all my babies. Okay? I say, mama got to drop a dime on you. Y'all my babies, right? I'm obligated to spread the love to y'all because God gives me love every day. Okay? So you got to spread that love too, because what happens is it's reciprocity. Bible teaches us, right? Love your neighbors like you love yourself. But if you don't, you gotta love God first. But then you got to love your neighbors like you love yourself. But if you ain't loving God right, how you going to love yourself right now? How you going to love the neighbors right? So I tell you, look. Spread love, learn how to love, child. That's a whole nother episode because I used to struggle with that. But look, like I said, just a touch of Jay. Okay, let me give you a recap. Basically, what the recap was all about was the word victory. Okay, sometimes we struggle with our victory simply because we don't want to go ahead and put our testimonies out there for other people. Okay, but what the enemy does is that he uses that through our pride and through different things that we have going on, or our shame. You know, we don't want to tell people about the things we're going through because we want our life to appear that it's okay. Okay? But you have to tell people. You overcome by your testimony. And the enemy, a lot of times, he don't want you to do that. And then generational curses, like I said, they'll keep going on in the families and things like that will happen and they'll follow you right through life. But I'm here to tell you, Psalms 23, God's goodness and his mercy will follow you. Surely it will follow you if you just go ahead and you just put it out there in pieces for him, baby. That's it. Just like I'm doing for y'all right now. Put it out there in pieces for him. Tell him, you know, let somebody know this week. Like, you know, I went through that too, girl. You know, if you out there and you overcame, you know, you were a drug addict, you know, you used to sniff coke or do crack or whatever. I don't know what it is you had going on shooting up. Or if you were a woman abuser, you used to beat on your wife. Or if women, you was out there beating on your husband. Because, little baby, it's just such a day. Y'all out there doing all type of trickery and stuff. Or if you was a prostituting, or if you were embezzling money from your job or whatever it is. You know, you used to sell drugs. You know, go out there and tell these young kids that they don't got to do that. You know, tell them, you know, I used to do that too, but you know, I don't do that now. You know, share your testimony. Okay, so these generational curses, things don't follow you. And understand with doing that, that God's good grace and mercy is going to follow you. Like Psalms 23 says, get into the power of his presence, learn who God is, and do what it is that you got to do. And don't be afraid if you mess up. You know, don't be afraid. Tell people. All right. So look, this is just a touch of day. That's all this was about. The victory. Let them know about your victory. Okay. Now look, I'm skating on up out of here. Y'all hear that motorcycle in the background? Child, tell you, say it's so disrespectful out here. Like they know I'm out here. Like they know I'm in here recording and stuff. They don't know. But anyway, I'm up out of here. Happy Sunday. I love you guys. Make sure you listen to the new song, _letter J. Yes, I told y'all I'm putting something out there with my name. Quite a few things, right? And look, let me say this. This is why I chose _. In case you're just like, _letter J. Let me explain that to you real quick so you know. All right? Because I need to put that up there in pieces for you. Because somebody else was like, what the heck is that? You know, it's _. You know, you got haters and, you know, all that. But let me explain to you what the _ thing means, right? The _, okay, is amazing. Right? When I had prayed about a hashtag in 2015. I prayed with my daughters. I said, you know, God, I don't want to inspire people. Some of y'all know this story, but I was like, I want to inspire people, you know. Give me a hashtag. 2015. 3 days later, you know. Because I said, come on, we got to pray together. Because when two or more join God's presence, we join hands, we pray. Give my mom a hashtag, you know. I didn't really know what was going on. But 3 days later, God gave me just a touch of Jamie. He said, put the _ there, right? Now, fast forward now, right? When he gave me that song, _letter J. I said, well, what the heck is the _? He said, look at what the _ is. Let me tell you what the _ is, right? The _ means to make evident, right? It emphasizes on the importance of the occasion. The importance of the occasion. God said, you know what? You got good things coming. _letter J. Let him talk to you. Right? Let me talk to you. Put it out there in pieces for him. Do this, do that. I said, okay, God. The importance of the occasion. Just a touch of _letter J. Okay, I got it. _letter J. So that's the importance of it. Me, my name. It's important. Alright? It's important. So make sure y'all take that. When y'all hear the songs coming out and you hear me start saying _letter J, just understand. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, all right? I'm making it evident, putting the emphasis on it, yeah, because it's an important occasion, all right? So look, I'm about it here, right? I love my babies, and I'll be back when I got something else to say, yeah, when I got something else to say, yeah. I mean, it's just such a day, and I'll be back, like I said, when I got something else to say. Check out the songs. They up next. What's up, y'all? This is just such a day. Oh, my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J. _letter J. Letter J. Hey, y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for him to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, All right. In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right. We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of Jay app. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all remember them songs? Listen. I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Lady, we all hear that.
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next. Y'all hear that? Y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen. Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies, sweet brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I can tell y'all this is just a touch of J. Trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
y'all hear that?